Okay, thought Megan. Take it easy. A toy is talking to you, but everything's all right, and she seems harmless. I'm just dreaming. Okay, I'll play along. How can you help me? Asked Megan, giggling. Oh, it's not funny, said Mrs. Peppertoes. After all, gardening is serious business. Mrs. Peppertoes went on to explain that she heard what Megan had said earlier to Melissa about wishing she could grow Mrs. Peppertoes dolls. She told Megan that it could be done, and she was going to tell Megan how. Mrs. Peppertoes held out one of the skinny arms that Melissa had put on her. Take these seeds and plant them quickly while the moon is full, instructed Mrs. Peppertoes. There is quite a shortage of these. They are all I have left. Megan held out her hand to the tiny toy. Mrs. Peppertoes gently placed several tiny seeds on her palm. Well, come on, we must go now, said Mrs. Peppertoes urgently. As I said, they must be planted while the moon is full, and that is tonight. Megan looked out her window, and indeed the moon was full. Well, thought Megan, as long as I'm dreaming, I might as well keep going. They walked to Megan's bare patch of land, and Mrs. Peppertoes watched very carefully as Megan dug tiny little holes and planted each tiny little seed. Now they need some water, said Megan. Not water, grape juice, said Mrs. Peppertoes, taking a little vial out of the small purse she carried. Grape juice? Asked Megan curiously. Ah, so that's what I've been doing wrong all this time, she laughed. Laugh if you will, said Mrs. Peppertoes somberly, but as I said, gardening is serious business. Megan took the little vial from Mrs. Peppertoes' tiny hand. She carefully poured the grape juice over the newly planted seeds.